welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. Oh, I'm so glad to welcome you to the broadcast today. As we spend these next few minutes with the Spirit of the Lord, asking Him to just touch us and to enlarge our understanding and our knowledge of His ways. In fact, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Lord, I thank You for this time that we're able to come together in the Spirit. And Lord, I pray that the anointing of God will be upon Your holy word. Lord, You've given us all Scripture, and it's given by the Spirit of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. Lord, we want evermore to grow closer to You and to understand Your ways, to know about this great God that we serve. And so, Lord, I'm asking right now for Your anointing, not only upon the delivery of the Word, but Lord, that every hearer, every listener will take it as a personal word for them. Lord, that they indeed shall be stirred in their hearts and so grateful for the wonderful things that You have provided for us. Everything, Lord, that pertains to life and godliness. And so, Lord, we just commit this time to You. And Lord, those that are in needs that have had struggles this day, Lord, I ask You to move up in their life situation. I take authority over the work of the enemy, and I release, Lord, Your breakthrough, Your anointing, Your wisdom, Your guidance, whatever is needed, Lord, to bring them into a place of victory. Lord, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And I thank You, Lord, that our faith is going to be that beacon light that guides us to the haven of rest, that we, in spite of the storm winds that may be raging around us, our eyes shall be single. And Lord, You said if our eye would be single, looking to You, the author and finisher of our faith, our whole body shall be filled with light. Lord, I thank You for it in the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus. Praise You for it, Lord. Thank You. Amen and amen. Well, as I was seeking the Lord as to what to share with you for the broadcast, you know, in recent times I've been sharing, we're living in such desperate and evil times. There is nothing more important than having a close and intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And how do we develop a relationship with Him? Well, it's a matter of the heart, and it is with a desire to have an awareness of His presence, because if we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within our heart, and He's always with us. So there has to be an awareness, a desire for fellowship with Him and communication with Him. That's the basis of any good relationship. Whether it's a friend or a spouse or a child, there's got to be communication and a desire to be with one another. And as far as the Lord is concerned, our way of communicating with Him is called by a word, by the name of prayer. Prayer is a way in which we communicate to our Heavenly Father. And Jesus said we would ask nothing in His name, but to go directly to the Father and to pray in His name, that delegate authority that has been given to us, and that the Father, because He so loves us, will grant our requests. And so we want to look at the subject of prayer and the power of prevailing prayer. Now, what I'm going to start with some very basic understanding of terms, if you will, And then we're going to look at Scripture as to what the Word of God says about this subject of prayer. And then eventually we're going to look at an individual who came into a new relationship with God as the result of prayer, and his spiritual life was transformed. But let's begin at the beginning. What is prayer? According to Webster, it means to address God with adoration, confession, supplication, or thanksgiving. There's many different kinds of prayer, but let's just look at what the Word has to say about it. First of all, one thing we know, that the ears of the Lord are, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Psalm 10 and 17 says, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Psalm 65 and 2 says, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. And the wonderful, wonderful thing about our God is that we don't have to have a foundation in theology to come to him. There are those that don't even know God. But God has placed, as Romans said, within the very conscience, the very heart of man, the spirit of man, a desire that there is a greater, there's a creator God. And only through prolonged wickedness and determined and self-willed closing off of the tender parts of our spirit, that we become inured to the things of God, and we just be, you know, there are many that walk in that way. They've just turned aside from the way of righteousness, even though they don't know God, and seek wickedness and evil. But thank God for the testimonies of those that are saved from the very jaws of hell, those that have worked all manner of evil and wickedness, those who have been involved in the occult, and God marvelously saves them. So you don't have to have a knowledge of theology or Scripture. In fact, the first prayer I ever prayed when I wasn't a Christian, I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. I didn't know about Jesus. I mean, I'd been brought up in a Christian church, but I'd cast that all aside. I didn't believe there was any truth or reality or power to Christianity. Not at all. I was searching in the ways of the world. I was looking in many different avenues for truth, but my search was sincere. And if anyone is really sincere, then God does bring them to a knowledge of himself. So God hears prayer. The Word has said this. And not only that, he not only hears it, but he responds and answers prayer. Psalm 118 and 5 says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The modern language of that translation says, he answered me with release. The Revised Standard says, the Lord answered me and set me free. Glory to God, he set me free. And Psalm 138 and 3 says, in the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Do you need that today? Well, cry unto the Lord, and he will strengthen you with strength in your soul. He'll answer you. He'll give you power in your inner man, strengthen you with his might. He promises. That's another wonderful thing. As you look at Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11 through 13, a familiar and beloved passage of Scripture, the Lord says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Revised Standard says, to give you future and a hope. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Are you hungry for the Lord? Really hungry? Well, if you search for him with all of your heart, you will find him. He promises that. And Matthew 7 and 7 says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And the Lord is, he maintains the cause of the afflicted, the right of the poor, especially in times of trouble. He will hear. hear those who cry out to him in sincerity and brokenness of heart. In Psalm 50 and 15, this is the Lord speaking, he says, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Psalm 91 and 15 says, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." Beloved, whatever you're going through today, whatever is facing you right now, these scriptures alone are cause for rejoicing, because he will hear you. But you say, "Well, I have prayed, Sister Glass. I've done what you've said. I've trusted into the Lord, and I don't see any answers. I don't see any change." Well, now we have to look at how he does answer. First of all, he answers through the grace of God. What is God's grace? It's unmerited divine assistance or favor given man for his regeneration or sanctification. That's a dictionary definition. But that means he's here to help. He ministers his grace. And as my late husband always used to say, God always answers prayer. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, because he knows better, or sometimes there's a delay. And if he says no, it's because he has something better in mind for you. And at that time and at that point, then you have to trust the Lord. There is a divine delay at times, because he's wanting so much more for you than you're even asking for yourself. Now, we're as little children. We're impetuous, we're impatient, and we want it now. But because God's a good Heavenly Father, he waits and gives us according to his divine pleasure. Well, my time is rapidly speeding away, and I need to take this moment to give you an opportunity to note down the contact information that our announcer is going to give in a moment, and I invite you to write. There's another dimension to prayer, and that's called agreeing prayer. And he said, if he would, two or three of you would agree as asking anything. Well, there's a scriptural, sometimes it takes agreement, and we want to explore the various ways that God will move and answer to our prayers. I hope you can be with me tomorrow as we continue on. Thank you for listening. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.